And hello and belated Happy New Year to you all, listeners, and welcome to episode 78 of the Hot Toy Cast. Yes, it's our first podcast of 2025. We're leaving 2024 behind, and we're looking at 2025 with a nice bit of positivity. This is the high-end action figure podcast where we discuss all things 1/6 scale, like Hot Toys, Sideshow, InArt, Mondo, Caustic Plastic, X6, and many more. And I think I've covered all the main ones there now. I think, obviously, we have to have InArt there now because, you know, that's everyone's raving about them. And we're going to discuss those in-depthly now because both myself and Crawford have Aragorn, don't we, Mike? So we'll...
I do, yeah.
We'll be covering that. Dan has got the Man of Steel, don't you, Dan?
I have.
You have indeed. Here you go. Today, by the way, listeners, as you can tell, I'm joined today by Michael Crawford, my usual, and Jeff Parker couldn't make it today. It's been a bit hectic and stuff. So I've got Dan with another British accent, you know, getting in the English accent quota for all of you listeners out there, because I know all of you love the English accent. So we got Dan Reed coming in there. Thanks for covering, Dan.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Make sure you put bass in that voice. Okay, so, right then. Well, how's, first of all, Happy New Year to you both, gentlemen. Mike, how was your New Year?
Good.
Did you go out at all that on New Year's Eve?
We didn't do anything on New Year's Eve this year.
Yeah, I think most.
And that's my anniversary. Just so we're clear, that's my wife and I's anniversary, and we stayed home and watched TV and had dinner and.
Just the two of you. Yeah.
Didn't go anywhere.
Was it just the two of you then?
Yep.
Ah, oh, very nice. Dan, what about you, New Year's Eve?
My daughter's birthday New Year's Eve, so I don't really do anything anymore. To be honest, I'm not a massive fan of New Year. I just let's get it done and start the year. You know, I was up the gym New Year's Day, so things like that. Yeah. You know what it's like. I mean, you're the same.
I don't want to go out anymore over Christmas kind of thing because I'm just scared. Because last year we got COVID right on New Year Christmas.
Oh, well, I was ill over Christmas as
so
well.
So there you go. I don't want to be ill at Christmas, man. No one wants to be ill at Christmas.
Boxing Day and New Year I was ill. Great. I just wanted to start the year with a, you know, run in instead of feeling crap. So
cool.
Yeah, good.
Cool. Well, thanks for joining us both, gentlemen. So let's get cracking. Let's get further ado because we get bigger on. We do have a lot to cover. Obviously, we would have gotten this podcast in like two or three weeks ago, but sadly, my Mac died, and I literally died. So I had to go and get that whole thing replaced. And that was fun times. But so we're sorry for the late reply, listeners. It has been since the 27th. I realize we haven't done a recording since the 27th of October, which is no good. That's no good. I realize that's no good. I'm going to try and step that up. But then again, I've been saying that for the last 10 years and I still haven't stepped it up. So what do I know? Right. So we're going to go over some of the nice new releases. I think we're going to go over the big news, though. And this is going to get into some good conversation for us as well, I think. Because obviously Hot Toys have been dropping some new ones now. It's Chinese New Year now. It's going to start Chinese New Year, I think, on Tuesday now. I think Chinese officially starts on Tuesday in China. But so everyone's kind of away. So Hot Toys won't be releasing any. But they've dropped lots of nuggets before they left. And of course, the big one, of course, was, and everyone was raving about it and their dog, and he sold out in 5 minutes because he only made 1,000 of them. And it was indeed another Artisan release from Hot Toys, and it was the Winter Soldier, the Bucky Winter Soldier reissue, or basically...
3,000, Eamon, 3,000.
Oh, it's 3,000? That's not too bad.
Yeah, 2,000 of one figure and of one option and 1,000 of the other.
Honestly, if I would have been more on the case, I would have. But then again, how much was it?
Someone said about $400. Was that right, Mike?
$400? That sounds about right.
Yeah, that's
which,
not, that's not,
which...
That's...
It, Eamon, for us in the UK, that's pretty good.
Is that all right, actually?
I just think for us, if anyone's listening in the UK, I think they're aware that if we order from Sideshow, it's $400 plus shipping plus
all the import charges,
import
as well.
Tax. Oh, so you're probably looking around $600. I mean, if we lived in the States, I think $400 is all right. But
yeah,
it's always going to be around that £600.
Yeah, $400 isn't all right here.
it's too much, isn't it, Mike?
I'm kind of tired of this. Let's throw a hair on it and release it again. I'm getting a little, you know, let's do new figures. I love the rooted hair. I love the quality. But my God, I don't need the same guy again. I'd like to get some new stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, if I was a bit more on the case, I probably would have gone for it myself. But 400 is... that's like no, just no to one
it's
single
not 400,
figure.
Eamon, is it? It's not for us.
Yeah, I know, but by the time we get it, Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It'll be, by the time we get it, it'll be even more. But it is lovely. I think some people are a little bit unfair on the face. I thought the face was pretty good. I think if anything, it's a little hard, the face. I think it could have been a little bit softer. He's a little bit more boyish than that. And
leather as well.
And the was the leather as well? It could be maybe what, like a slightly different material, more cracked.
No, it's all leather, and you know, obviously, did you have the Winter Soldier? Because I know a few people.
No, I missed out that one too.
It's peeling already with the. All right. You know, it's not in great way, so.
Well, I have both of mine, and I haven't had any trouble with mine.
Are they all
That's
right?
why also yeah. I don't want to have a new one. I mean, I you know, I already have two Winter Soldiers, and they're excellent figures, and I don't really need to replace him.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, I missed out on it, so it would have been a really good opportunity for me to get one. But I'm just like, honest to God, it's just for me now, be personally now, it's just, I absolutely have to love this character to get into my cabinet, because there's so much good stuff going on. We're going to be talking about other figures later on from other companies, and we're going to be like, where, you know, you want to get these nicer figures in, because it's, we'll get onto the topic, because we'll get onto that. Let's cover the next one. Right, so they've been dropping another one here, and of course, I'm a huge fan of this one, to be honest, because I'm tempted, but I don't know which character to get. I only need one character from the TV show Arcane. I think the TV show Arcane is a true work of art. I think it is one of the most beautifully animated things ever created. I think it's a wonderful TV show to watch. I love the
what's
story.
What's it on, Eamon?
It's on Netflix. It's, dude, you should be watching
I've
with the girls.
It. Is it for adults? Is it an adult?
No, you can watch it with the kids, but it's not a childish thing. But you can watch it with the girls, because it's very female empowering, to be honest. The two female characters, lots of other great female characters, a couple of male characters, and it's just. It's lavish. It's one of the most lavishly animated things I've ever seen. It truly
is. It's an excellent show. It is really tremendous.
It's a work of art, this show. It really is now. And, I'm a big lover of animation. For me, animation is just magic to me. It's a series of drawings. But I know it's a CGI, but this is CGI with painting over and stuff like that. But anyway, I digress. We've got two
figures are beautiful.
They're lovely, aren't they? They're absolutely
look
stunning.
At them now.
But I think if I was to get
I wanted to get the first one. I just couldn't pull the trigger on it. So I can't really buy the without one without the other kind of
What's her name? Jinx? What's her name?
Jinx is the Jinx. The one they did first.
Is that the blue haired one?
Yeah,
Jinx. And if you don't buy Jinx, really, you can't really. I really want both of them, but I don't know that I love it that much.
Yeah, exactly. And that's again it. I mean. Admittedly, I do watch Arcane, and it does make me feel a little old, because it is very modern. There's the modern, there's a lot of modern animation sensibilities, which is great, but it's still amazing and stuff. But I mean, if I was to get one character from Arcane, I think it would be Jinx, because I just think she's a really interesting character in the show. She's kind of captivating and interesting, but the main her
story arc is interesting.
It really is, isn't it? It's really cool. I mean, I'm only three episodes into the second season, but it's absolutely stunning so far. And then we're going to go in order of releases, and then they released a nice drop little nugget here, and this answers your question about new figures as well. This is Alien Romulus. This is Rain Corradine from Alien Romulus. Dan, you're going to get this one?
I did pre-order that one.
Pre-order this one.
It's been a long time since I got an alien figure of any kind, and even longer since we got an alien figure that isn't an alien. So,
Do you know, you're right, Mike. I think I'm looking at this now. I think all I need to do is watch the movie again, and I think I'd probably order this, because it's a great sculpt. It's a good, the proportions look good and everything. It's a simple figure.
Know
what I mean?
It's pretty.
But it looks stunning. Yeah. If you know what I mean. And I think against the aliens, the other aliens you've got and all that, I think we're all waiting for another Ripley. I would get an artisan Ripley if it came out. This is, hopefully this sells. I'd like to see who was the android in this.
He was very good. Yeah, he was a good android, wasn't he?
Would be amazing, those two together. Because I still would like the Prometheus figures that we've got.
Yeah, and I know.
David would have been amazing.
I think David and Shaw would have been fine. Just David and Shaw, and you would have been golden with those two. But, they did prototypes of them. So Parker's always on about that one.
Simon.
Huh?
I'm surprised they did this. I'm surprised.
I'm not. Really she's becoming quite the popular actress now, this girl, because she's also the girl from Civil War, which is a great movie. So she's
And I think the movie did really well internationally in terms of box office. So
I think she's a nice figure, but I don't love the movie that much to warrant buying her. As I said, have to love it. We better power on. We're getting into another one here. So the next one we have now is Deadpool, and they're going, oh my god, they're going to milk this Deadpool movie, aren't they, for the figures. They're just going to milk it now. So right now we got the Human Torch, which is, you know, the Chris Evans Human Torch from the Fantastic Four movies from the early 2000s, and that was a bit of a surprise, but I think for a lot of people they thought the head sculpt was quite off. I think it's fine, I think it's good. It's not a figure I need to buy, to be honest. Where are you on this one, Mike?
Yeah, I don't need that.
Nah. Jen?
I don't collect Marvel. I you know what I'm like, Eamon. I watch a film and then want to buy it.
Yeah.
I kick it. And I rewatched Deadpool Wolverine, and I was so close about getting that Wolverine because I've not got anything. But I think eventually, if I do go down the Marvel route, I wouldn't pick this up. I'd pick like Deadpool and Wolverine, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I picked it's a nice figure. I pre-ordered the Wolverine because of the outfit.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, of course. This needs to be Artisan, in my opinion.
What?
I think this needs to be hair, in, you know, rooted.
What, the Human Torch?
Sorry. I'm looking at Nice Pool, which we'll probably talk about.
Yeah, we'll get on to Nice Pool. But you wouldn't have Nice Pool as an artisan, would you?
I think, yeah, I mean, have you got, did you have the, what's his name from Phantom Menace? Liam Neeson. Come on, what's his name?
Qui-Gon.
What's Liam Neeson? Eh? Qui-Gon.
Yeah.
If you had that figure, similar sort of thing, you know, it was the hair down, you know, some we've had Thors before, haven't we, and Black Widows.
True.
Some of the Black Widows. You could see it where they root, perhaps do the plastic on top, or I don't know, but for me, I'd like to see, they would never do it because I don't think it'd sell enough, but I think the Nice Pool would be good. The Human Torch is a lovely figure. The head sculpt for detail is amazing, if you actually look at it. It's a stunning head sculpt. But it's just off, in my opinion, not looking like Chris Evans.
I imagine.
All they need to do is tweak it a bit, in my opinion. But the head sculpt itself, the sweat there, you can see all the like sort of
scarring and
pores
dirt
and everything. It's a great sculpt. It just needs a tweak. And I think they'll tweak it because I think the feedback from this they've got online has been very negative on that sense. Like, it looks like David Beckham. It looks like someone else. It's, you know, like. But an overall as a figure is stunning.
Because they did tweak Supergirl, didn't they, before she got released, didn't they, and stuff like that, which is now a figure I want. Slept on Supergirl. I should have totally gotten her. So I'm on the hunt now. I've put myself on the sideshow waiting list now. And it's just,
you'll get that. That'll come. People will have that after a few months and they'll sell it.
Do you reckon? I hope so.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
But yeah. And well, we won't really kind of, we're good. I mean, we can go on with the, we'll just quickly do Nice Pool. I mean, Nice Pool's a fun character. I don't think it's a figure that's really necessary, to be honest, but we are going to get a Blade from this, and they're already going to release, they've already got an X-23 coming out as well. So that's our X-21, is coming out. But yeah, I mean, Nice Pool, is Nice Pool a figure you get, Mike?
No, I avoided going down. I almost went down the Deadpool versus Wolverine route. I pre-ordered the Deadpool, and then I ended up canceling it, thinking, no, I got two Deadpools already. I'll just get the Wolverine. He'll look great on the shelf with the other. They haven't changed the Deadpools enough for me to really upgrade that figure. And then so then when Nice Pool comes out, I'm like, yeah, he's cute and everything, but yeah, I've avoided going down that hole.
Dan, Nice Pool is here for you.
A great sculpt, and it's the first Ryan Reynolds sculpt we've had as well, which is good. I think if I was going to go down the route for the Deadpool, I'd like to get the one that they gave to Ryan Reynolds. You know, the one with the burnt face and a bit more.
All the
claws and everything. I think that would be the one. That would be a DX. That would be the next DX.
That would be a next DX.
But yeah, it's good. I think I don't know how many they'll make, but I think, like you said, they're milking this. They did over $1 billion, didn't they, in the thing. So, you know, they're going to bring out, you know, Gambit and everything like that. So, yeah. I think once they're all together, it's going to look ace.
I look forward to Gambit. Right, we're not going to bother going through all the clone troopers because there's quite a lot of them to go through. But nice clone troopers. But I think the one we'll just quickly get into it, and it's I've got to ask Mike whether he's going to get this one or not. It's of course the George Clooney Batman and Robin Batman, and of course he comes with. There's also a Robin from the movie Batman and Robin. So this is the George Clooney Batman. Mike, what are you going to do?
No.
No, you're not going to be a Clooney.
Oh God, no! The only reason I ended up with the Batman, the other set, the
Forever,
Batman and Robin set, the Batman Forever set, is because Hot Toys sent it to me. I would have never bought that set. Those are terrible movies. No.
I'm mildly tempted, to be honest. I liked Batman Forever. I was one of those kids that actually really liked Batman Forever. I was never really big on Batman and Robin. But I tell you, if Hot Toys made a Mr. Freeze from Batman and Robin, I think I would get that with light up features and everything. I would love that. I would really actually quite like that kind of thing. And I do like the Robin. This Robin won't have a ski slope down there, so that should be nice. And I won't be tempted to get this Robin to go with the Kilmer Batman. But I do like having my Keaton and my Kilmer Batman side by side on the shelf. I do quite like that setup. Dan, I think you might get this Clooney Batman though, eh?
Do you know, I'm similar to Mike. I hated the film when I saw it, and it's I haven't watched it for ages, but I quite like having all the Batmans together, and I had the Kilmer, and I'll probably pick that up again, because you can pick this up pretty cheap, the Kilmer, and I can imagine this will be, I think when this comes out.
Yeah, this is the
out,
kind,
this,
if I did end up with it, I would wait until after and see how it, you know, I expect the prices to be pretty cheap.
Yeah, so I think I'll pick this up just to be, because like, Mike, you'll know this as an Eamon. They're virtual statues, aren't they?
Oh, you can't pose them for hell. No, you can't pose them at all.
So I think what I'll do is I'll wait for it to come down. I'll pick them both up again, and they'll just be in the back of the display just to show. Because I think for me, I've got a very different to Mike of a one figure per character of a lot of my lines, if you know what I mean, Star Wars especially. Mm. But for Batman, I quite like having all of the. Together.
All the Batmans.
Yeah, all the Batmans. Because they're all different. They're all different. Where, for me, Luke Skywalker, okay, wears something different slightly. But for Batman, it's a different time, a different era.
Yeah.
And all that sort of stuff. In my, you know, that's the way I have to work because I haven't got the room. But I think it'll be, I think it's a good set. I mean, I just, I'm glad they did it. It's mad that they've done it, but I'm glad they have.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely scratches that kind of more obscure kind of itch and stuff like that. So it does. I'm quite impressed with it, but I would love them to do. I'd like them to do some of the villains, please. I would love a Schwarzenegger, Mr. Freeze. It'd be just so much fun. I don't know. And all with his light up features and his kind of funky kind of spaceman design.
Did any of you order the Jazz Inc. Catwoman? I haven't done it yet. Has anyone done it?
No.
Have you done
I
it,
almost
Mike?
Did, and then I backed
no.
off.
No.
Why did you back off, Mike?
Price. It's just for that figure, that price, I just couldn't bring myself to do it.
For me, Mike, it was I know Jost is, you know, his vehicles are good and all that, but he hasn't been tested yet for figures, and I would like to, because he's already shown off a Kim Basinger and a sort of, you know, model look, you know,
I think you've
you know, yeah, he's yeah. he's done like a, what's it called when they do a 3D, not 3D scan, but like, you know, like that it's going to look like. And then also they've already shown the Penguin, DeVito Penguin. They've done, you know, this is what, and it's great. But because it's the first figure, I'm just not too sure. And also the other reason is I've got a feeling Hot Toys are going to do it. That's the thing.
Yeah, yeah. If there's like that, enough demand, I think Hot Toys will step in and say, oh, wait a minute, we're missing something here.
Mm. Yeah. And they do that, don't they? They've done it with InArt, with the Joker. They do it. They look at other things and go, oh, hang on.
Would Jazz Inc. then have a limited territory kind of thing then again, like InArts do?
They can't sell to the UK, US.
Right.
They have to go. You have to go through either their site or One Sit Kit. So it won't be on Sideshow or anything like that.
So their territory is Asia only as well, then, Jazz Inc.?
I think so. I think, and Europe. I think it's just not
okay,
US.
Well, that's not too bad.
I think so, because you can buy from his site.
Right,
he's
okay.
Based in Amsterdam. So.
And these are the same folks that made that amazing Justice League BVS
Batmobile
and stuff.
And the Batwing.
And the Batmobile, you know, from the Batman, which is so cool. I would have had that, that Batmobile from the Batman. It's flipping cool. I love that Batmobile.
Mike, did you get the Jazz Inc.? Batmobile 66. Did you get that?
No, one? I wish I had. I didn't.
They're doing the new one, though, aren't they?
I was out there looking at the shelf yesterday thinking, man, I could have really used that Batman 66.
But they are doing the new one because that was the movie version, but they're doing the TV one was slightly different. That's right, wasn't it?
Oh.
Are they?
Yeah, they're doing the TV
version. Oh, there you go, Mike. Second chance there, Mike.
Well, there you go. I have to check that out.
Yeah. But that is different. Is it different colors or is it different? I can't.
You might have
know,
different stripes. I think.
No, I think there's just minor changes, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think there's a red stripe in the TV show
doing it.
Or something like that. I think there's like a couple little extra details on the TV show, and there's a few little bits on the inside as well that aren't probably in the TV show. But there you go, lads. I mean, there's some nice new releases coming from Hot Toys. Any more? There's an Artisan Moon Knight. Yeah, I don't know. God, more Artisans. We got a nice new Winter Soldier, a Mark 2.0 Captain Winter Soldier, which I actually may get. We watch Winter Soldier over Christmas again. It is probably the best Marvel movie standalone, Avengers aside. I think Winter Soldier is probably the best standalone Marvel movie. It is such a good. It's so good, but yeah, I'm looking forward to that one too. But yeah, it is interesting that Hot Toys are, you know, stepping into the Artisan thing and stuff like that. I mean, what I would say is that, you know, we it's all well and good to advertise these figures, but we need to actually see these figures coming out, guys. Your Hot Toys like to clearly this is an answer to in art, and we're going to start talking in art now after the commercial break, and you know actually, let's take the commercial break now. Right, take here's word from our sponsors. Here's some Fanboy Collectibles. Back in 2 minutes. Looking to find collectible figures at low cost with superior customer service? Fanboy Collectibles is one of the largest retailers of high-end collectibles on the east coast of the USA. Carrying a full array of Hot Toys, Enterbase, Sideshow Collectibles, 3A, and all the top manufacturers. Domestic and international packages shipped daily, all fully insured with tracking number and securely packed. Getting it to you as quickly is important, but not as important as your collectibles arriving in pristine condition. Are you looking to pre-order an item to guarantee you don't miss it when it's released? Well, Fanboy Collectibles does that too. If you got a question about an item, give them a call, shoot them an email, or even leave them a message on their Facebook page. Fanboy Collectibles is available full-time to respond to you and to get your items to you as quickly as possible. Anyone can make a sale. Fanboy Collectibles knows the key to being successful is repeat customers. That comes from doing the right thing by you and making customer services their priority. Fanboy Collectibles. For some it's a hobby, to them it's an obsession. Right. And we're back. Yeah, so, as we were saying there, it does feel that these Artisan figures are, of course, a direct answer to in art. You know, people saw the in art stuff coming out, that Joker came out, everyone was floored by the Joker and stuff like that. And we're going to kind of mesh this conversation into a review then, because I think we're going to go into an art source, because it is the talk of the town. We have these Hot Toys Artisans, we've got these in art, and they're kind of both competing for the high quality, let's flip and sell figures for $400 now, because, you know, more quality. And I'm like, I was quite happy with the happy. I mean, it's, I put it like this. I was very happy with the Hot Toys The Batman. I ended up getting the Inart of The Batman kind of slightly accidentally because I didn't think I was going to get the Hot Toys, but I'm perfectly happy with the Hot Toys one. I know the Inart one's probably going to be cooler stitched and slightly, but I'm perfectly happy with the Hot Toys one. Unless it's like things are crazy out proportions and things like that, I don't tend to mind too much. And, you know, as you do go back and looking at Hot Toys, like, I've gone over now and I'm taking a couple Hot Toys now out of the cabinet and looking at that, I was like, oh god, the proportions that are a little bit off now. It's like, oh, Hela's head is quite big, isn't it, on that body. Oh, Ant-Man's neck is quite long and his legs are quite chunky. Small little things like that. But Hot Toys have gotten better with their proportions, especially if you look at something like the new Deadpool figure. But I'm... How many Artisans have Hot Toys actually released to us in hand? Is it just the one so far?
Two and a half. Well, they've done one and a half because they've done the Joker.
Okay.
They've done Jack Sparrow, which I don't know if you've asked
that's the new one. You
and
asked.
They've also done that Joker imposter, you know, which is similar to the Joker. Oh. You know, the one
is that
with
an Artisan as well?
Wow. Yeah, it's exactly the same head with. I think it's got slightly longer hair than the Dark Knight Joker. I've got the Anakin. That's my artisan. Oh, that's the only one I've gone for because I go and collect Marvel, and a lot of it's Marvel.
Yeah, the only one I've pre-ordered is Marvel is the Black Widow.
Yeah, oh. That is a stunning figure, though. That is,
see, I missed up that one too, probably.
That's the one for me.
I missed up that one too. The only one I got coming is flipping the, whatchamacallit, and you managed to sort it for me then, was flipping thingy.
Oh, yeah, you got that off me, haven't you? And the Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn, yeah. So I regret not jumping on the Black Widow one, but yeah, no. So let's discuss the kind of the thing here. So Hot Toys, Hot Toys have released, is that Jack Sparrow called an artisan figure?
Yes,
it is called artisan. No,
yeah, it's really nice. It is. It's one
have
of those.
You got
I said to you, Eamon. No, it was one of those where I never thought I wanted it, and then I saw it. Remember, I spoke to you about it. And
yeah.
Went, oh, it's good. And, you know, a lot of the reviewers are saying it's probably one of Hot Toys' greatest figures.
But how does it compare quality-wise to an Inart?
Well, I've got the Joker in art.
Yeah.
The rooted. I've got the sculpted Batman.
Yeah.
The Batman. Because I didn't really... most of the time you'd have the head sculpt on. But, you know,
Yeah.
And I've got the Superman, so, which is not rooted, apart from a little curl. But looking what you've got Aragorn.
I've just got Aragorn, and I got Superman on the way. Not yet.
I got Gandalf.
I got Gandalf as
which
well.
Which is probably one of the greatest figures they've
done.
Yeah, but
as we've discussed in a previous podcast, you know, there's some major issues with Gandalf, and just like but, I think.
But looking at the things that have come in, I didn't go for the four pack because that's crazy. I've got the Joaquin Phoenix Joker double pack.
Oh yeah,
I've had to sell a lot of things to cover, you know, because I sell to buy my stuff. But looking at the reviews of that, that looks unreal.
Mike, what's your take here on the artisan? Because it's like so far in art now have released what, five figures? Four?
Yeah, I think
well,
so, yeah.
Here's my problem. Here's my issue. So I have the Inart Aragorn.
Yes.
I have pre-ordered the Inart Legolas.
Same here.
And I will, if they can continue to do Lord of the Rings figures that are well above the quality of the Asmus, I will buy them. Mm-hmm. Now, the Asmus Gandalf the White is as good as the Inart Aragorn. And I know people are going to lose their minds, but it is. Their Gandalf the Grey isn't, but their Gandalf the White that they did later is just as good as my Inart Aragorn. Now, it was also like $380.
Yeah.
Right? As soon as you start getting there, you start getting into that price point.
Yes.
So if Inart can continue to do, like when they do the rest of the Fellowship, they've talked about doing some more of it. They've talked about doing the whole thing, but at the rate they're going, it will be dead by the time they get through nine figures. But they're as long as they can do that, I would buy those. I will also be interested in anything Inart does that's new. I'm tired of we're going to slap hair on it and call it this $400, $600 figure. I want something new. I want stuff that other people aren't doing. It could be a new, you know, that new means there's lots of new licenses coming up all the time. Take a risk. Go for something that's, you know, look, Hot Toys is doing Arcane, mm-hmm. right? They picked up a license that's not necessarily something that everybody was clamoring for yet. If Inart's going to do that, I'd be interested in that. If Inart will go back and do some things like the Snake Plissken that Sideshow and Asmus are doing together, I would be interested in those kinds of things. But if they're just going to do more Batman, Superman, you know, Marvel, Star Wars. And so the same thing applies to Hot Toys. If Hot Toys is just going to go back to things they've already done and re-release those and charge double, then I'm not really going to be jumping on a whole lot of that stuff. Mm. I want stuff that's I want you to do new stuff, and I want to reward you for doing new stuff.
Mike, did you see the which I've got no interest in buying, but what figure, that Wukong figure, the monkey figure?
I don't have any interest in
Wukong,
but yeah, it's pretty amazing.
But it is stunning. It is an amazing figure. It's a computer game, isn't it?
No, yeah. No, Sun Wukong he's the monkey king. He's a monkey god.
Yeah, it was a video game, isn't it?
No, he's like a mythical character.
Yeah, but they haven't this version of him.
Oh, right. Oh, I don't know.
A specific version.
Oh. Yeah, I think it's a video game, mate. Everyone's been talking about it. Right, right. But it looks stunning. And that's something that I'm happy they've gone down. You know, not for me, but if you look at the Just look. Right. I'm looking at them now.
I mean, I'm delighted they're doing Lord of the Rings, and you know, I'm going to get me some Sam and Frodo for sure, and that's, you know, absolutely. And Gimli, I'm going to get Gimli. Lego, I have Legolas pre-ordered.
See, now Gimli's going to have to be really good.
Yeah, really good.
Because
you like the Asmus Gimli, don't you?
Really good, and it's rooted beard, rooted mustache. I mean, they did a really nice job for when they did it.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to do a really good job to convince me to spend the $500 they're going to ask for a 9-inch tall figure.
Yeah, well,
now, with somebody like Sam and Frodo, you know, no problem. I'll pick those up. You know, you're going to do any of the rest of the Fellowship. None of those are of the same level of quality. Now, Asmus has talked about the Saruman with Sideshow. They're supposed to be, you know, that was another figure they've talked about putting out. Mm-hmm. And they already did a great version. It's a sculpted beard with rooted hair. But again, you're going to have to really convince me if you want me to sell. Because what I would have to do there is sell that one. I don't need two Sarumans. It's the same thing I'm going to do with the, you know, I just mentioned that Asmus is doing the
Nick Plissken.
Snake Plissken, yeah. So I'm going to sell the old one to help offset the cost of the new one. Because you don't need two Snake Plissken.
No, you need just one. You just want the better one. You just want whatever one is good. And you can, it's nice for you. You can update that.
It's not like Iron Man. I mean, I only need one version.
Let's get into it then. Let's actually discuss an Aragorn. So Mike and I can talk about Aragorn, and you can give us your rundown then on the Superman. Now, Aragorn is my second in-art release, my second ever in-art figure. And as I said, I thought the in-art Gandalf is a stunning-looking figure, but it wasn't this home run everyone declared it to be. For me, functionality is paramount, and Gandalf's hands do not stay on, and he's got steel swords, and it does my bloody head in. It's really annoying. I also felt his hair and his beard could have done with a bit more work at the factory kind of thing. It's there. It's lovely. The sculpt is there. It's amazing. The little light that comes on the staff is amazing. So we got this Aragorn. And by crikey, I was sold on those prototype picks. Those prototype picks were flipping amazing. I will say that I, for once, find myself a little bit aligned with lots of people on Facebooks and on the groups and stuff like that, saying that I was quite disappointed by the face myself. When I got the figure for Christmas, I got him, held on to him for about a month or two, and then opened up Christmas morning. And while it's Aragorn, it's clearly Aragorn. There's just few things I find a little. For starters, the body underneath is very nice. It's a very nice body. They've fixed the magnets so you can slide the magnets. You can open up the bottom and slide the magnets in and out, so you don't have that kind of fixed. You know, you won't have them dropping off anymore, and the mag seem a bit stronger, so he will actually stay there. You can lift him off with the magnet, and the base will still stay attached. I love the magnety base. I like the nice simplicity of the base. It's very nice. The weapons are all beautifully done. The sword has got engravings in it. The spears and the arrows are all done. He's got his shapings done. All the leather is lovely. Now we're going to get to the parts where I start not liking. I think his head is too small. Proportion wise, his head is too small. And you look at him with other figures, and it's like, oh yeah, that head is too small. It's not overly distracting, but I notice it. Others may not, and it's fine, but I do notice it a little, because his shoulders are very broad. And while he's, Matey was a fine bill of lad, he wasn't quite as broad as that. But that's fine. He's a heroic figure, he's a ranger, and that's fine. I felt a little disappointed in the hair. The hair, I thought, was a little flat and a little too curly. It looked like a bit of a perm. It was a little too permy at the bottom. I just thought it was a bit done. And I thought the face paint was just a little lackluster. It just didn't have the punch. The sculpt is there, but as we well know, you know, paint can make or break a sculpt in so many ways. And in this case, it doesn't break it. The sculpt and the paint is nice, but it's not as good as that prototype pick. Like dramatically not as good as the prototype pick. So I was a little bit disappointed. I also feel as well that he should have had way more weathering on his cape. There's no paint applications on his cape or his boots, and I feel a little bit more paint for this kind of coin, because he was, like, crikey, he was expensive. I mean, this is one of the most expensive figures I ever got. You know, how much was Aragorn? He was like 425 quid or something by the end of it, or maybe he was hitting the 400 bracket anyway. I do like it. He looks great on the shelf. It is very clearly Aragorn. But again, I am not entirely convinced in arts are the big shakers that we like to think they were. I think everybody was jumping a little bit too much. For starters, I don't like putting down one thing to build up another. I never liked that. I love Hot Toys. And brand loyalty for me is a mug's game anyway. It's like Apple fans. Just buy the best product, man. If you know, you can be a fan of the product, but don't be fanatical about it. And I don't care who makes what. I just want it to be good. I want everyone to have good figures and to make the best possible thing. And this Aragorn is without a doubt the best Aragorn we've ever had. Mike, you may disagree with me on this, but I think it's the best Aragorn we ever had. But a home run he is not. And I just feel I'm actually going to get my friend Dario from Caustic over to maybe paint up my head a little bit, just to give it a little bit more oomph on it, because I do think the face can be brought a little bit more with just a bit more paint. And I shouldn't have to do that, but fine. Mike, come on. Am I wrong here? What say you? What say you? Mike? Mike!
I'm here. Sorry. I hit the mute button for a second there, and I couldn't get it off.
What say you?
All right. So, Aragorn, yes. He is the best Aragorn they've ever made. There's no doubt about that.
Yes.
I think that the head sculpt, I don't have as many problems with the head sculpt as you do. I think it's beautiful. I think that the hands are still a pain in the neck.
Yeah.
The base is fine. The costuming is beautiful, except for the belt. I'm not a fan of that. As a matter of fact, I turned the belt inside out because of the shiny black on the outside. I thought okay. Contrasted weirdly with the rest of the brown costume. Mm. On the inside, it's more of a matte brown, and I thought it looked better. The problem is it's expensive. These in-art figures are tremendously expensive, and they're setting this new bar for everybody to charge $400 and more, and they're not I don't know that they're worth that. Like I said, I think that the Asmus Gandalf the White that they produced several years ago and sold for $380 with a horse that had a rooted mane and tail is just as good as this in-art Aragorn. And so I'm going to be really selective about what I'm buying from InArt. Mm. They have to be characters that I want just that, you know, I expect I don't need variants. You know, it is just one of them. Mm-hmm. And they have to be characters that are unique to my collection rather than something that I'm just replacing another version.
Yeah.
Unless, like I said, like with the, you know, Snake Plissken or Beetlejuice. If I'm re-upping a figure like that, it has to be really good, but I'll do it. If they're going to do Batman, I don't really need to re-up Batman.
Yeah.
So they're beautiful. I love it. It is setting a new bar that is extremely high and is going to price a lot of people out of collecting.
That's my concern too. I just think they're pushing the boat out too far, and I'm not entirely convinced that the money we're paying is quite represented in the quality that we're getting. I'm just not feeling.
Now we're going to talk about Mars Toys later, right?
When I
talk about my 66 Riddler, and we'll talk about this.
Yeah, we'll bring this
same point up again.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get on to that. Now, Dan, you have a Man of Steel. You have the inert Man of Steel. So let's go over that one. How do you feel about your Man of Steel? Because you've had the Hot Toys Man of Steel before anyway.
I've had all of them. Yeah, I had the Man of Steel, the Justice League, and the Batman versus Superman. I mean, it was one of those, to be honest. And I'm going to be honest. I sort of jumped on the hype train when it came up for pre-order. Mm. And I sort of went, oh, do I need it? And I got it. It wasn't too much more than a Hot Toy, to be honest. So it wasn't like, because it's not rooted, so... but I have to admit, I am pretty blown away by the whole package, really. There's a few things that annoy me.
Like what annoys you?
The hands are a pain in the ass. You have to use a hairdryer to change your hands every time.
So they're not magnetized?
No, they're not magnetized, which is not... I've got the Ledger Joker, and I found a lot of my... You know, sort of the guys that we do review with and all that didn't find it as bad, but I found the magnets on the hands kept falling down because they used die-cast weapons. So obviously, when you put it in
the waste,
but, you
down.
Know, some are fine. Perhaps I'm using it wrong, and obviously, a lot of people are using the Joker had a lot of people having the magnetic base. Not great, so they kept falling down. I don't, as you know, Eamon, I don't use my
You've got the regular bases.
The old school Hot Toys. I've all mine are those with like custom decals and everything, just because I like it all. Because some of the, as we all know, some of those stands can be massive. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. You know, I just like them having being them all. And, you know, I do miss out on having great
dioramas,
diode stands. Yeah, but the only thing, actually, going back to that, the only thing I have done with the Superman, which is the only one in the collection, I've got him in the flying pose.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He looks amazing, holding the Batman mask cowl.
Yeah.
And also, I've got the Angry Sculpt on, and it looks awesome. Because, and that's the other thing as well, I've always been a drape cape sort of collector, you know, very, you know, my clothes are quite museum-y, mm-hmm. Amen, you know.
Yep.
And this one is, the cape is amazing, the wires in it, when you put it on, it looks epic. You've seen it, Eamon, haven't you? I know you're
getting it. I've not seen it in hand.
Yeah, and just a lot of pictures. You know, it's a very the proportions of the body is really good.
Yeah, that's what drew me to it.
Where he was really chunky, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, his
legs were chunky.
Yeah, it's too
honestly,
thick.
You'll get it and go, this is great. It's weird because this isn't, there was no artisan version of this, so it's just a, you know. If Hot Toys did this, you'd say it's still great. So it's a home run for me, yeah. On this. It's no, you know, it's a great release, and it's on the standard of a Hot Toy, in my opinion. You know, it's a good release, if you know what I mean. When we're talking about the next ones, I'm going to get. I mean, I didn't order the Paul Atreides, which does look amazing.
It does. It does look good.
I mean, that does look good. But like I say, I've got the Arthur Fleck coming and the.
Oh, yeah.
Red Suit Joker, and looking at, like you say, Dean Knight's reviews, they look, I mean, that Arthur Fleck is like, I've never seen a head sculpt like it, but you're paying premium for it, remember?
Yeah.
You are paying, and what we talked about this at the beginning, where I said to Mike, oh, it's only it's 400 to you guys, that's mental, what we were saying years ago.
Yeah,
how it's changed.
Yeah, remember way back, it was 180 was our cap. Oh no, 200's a cap, 210's our cap, not 250's our cap.
But Eamon, you know, Mike's talking about it as well. It's getting to the stage now where a few years ago, Mike's been obviously collecting longer than all of us put together. And me and you, Eamon, you got me into Hot Toys. You got me into the Christopher Reeve,
yep.
Which obviously in art.
It's my
doing,
fault.
Which, yeah, thanks for that.
My apologies to your wife.
but they're doing the Christopher Reeve double pack, which 100% will get if they get it right. But. This is the first sort of period now over the last 6 or 7 months where I'm sort of going, don't need this anymore. I don't need to make like quick judgments and just buy a figure for the sake of it and get it on the shelf and then go, right, what's next? Because the figure you've just bought is 300 quid. It's mental.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're all getting older now and, you know, there's more things to do with our money. And I've got, you know, as Jeff's talked about in the past, I've got girls that want to go to uni and these kids. You've got, you know, we're all getting older and want to save for our futures, and you know, it's great having a hobby, but I'm finding at the moment this hobby is becoming unsustainable for a lot of people, and it's and the secondary market is becoming dreadful.
Yeah, well, so we could have a whole separate podcast on that, couldn't we, about the secondary market just bottoming right out.
I can't. Do you sell a lot? Because I sell quite a lot. I sell to buy, so I'm like, well, what can I get rid of? I'll have to get rid of that to get that in. I have to obviously inject some money in now and again, but you know, but the secondary market has dropped so much that you either can't get rid of it or you're giving it away, which is fine because obviously these figures, you know, some hobbies you get into, you'd never get 150 quid back from selling something, but it's just the way now that people I've seen it are giving stuff away. Because it's nothing's moving because they're doing so much Star Wars crap, you know, or over, you know, the Mandalorian line was too big. It was too much. And I think it's something we all need to talk about because it's becoming unsustainable for a lot of people.
I
agree completely. It's just gotten to the point where, especially if you're just going to keep re-releasing stuff we've seen before, you're not going to entice people who have been in the market as much. You might get some new people. I think InArt got a big boost at the beginning because of the quality. People who had not been in this particular market before were enticed to come into the market. It's people who already have these figures, you're going to have a harder and harder time enticing them to buy again and keep your own market sustainable. I mean, you business, it's going to be difficult. And again, we're going to talk about some other companies here, mm-hmm. and other companies are doing it at half the cost you are. And they're doing some really interesting stuff, which is how companies in the past have been undermined and gone out of business. They price themselves out of a market, a cheaper competitor comes along, and suddenly they start seeing what is a fairly small market to begin with start to dry up because people are spending their money elsewhere.
Right, we better get a move on. We got lots to cover, so we gotta go power through them now. So we'll let's give them a quick look. And did anybody get the Hot Toys Deadpool and Wolverine Deadpool? That comes with baby pool, head pool, dog pool. Did anyone get this one?
Nope.
Okay, just me then. Quickly.
The only thing I picked up for Deadpool and Wolverine is I pre-ordered the Wolverine.
Did you get the shirtless one or just the regular one?
I think I got the shirtless one.
Yeah, because I'm liking to look at that one too. I've actually ordered both, but I'll only keep one. I'll see which one I prefer the one. I might get the shirtless one because it's just cool. But I might get the other one because it's just the iconic look. But yeah, this is Deadpool. This is the third Deadpool figure we've had. As someone who's had all three, I can definitely attest that this is quite definitely the best one yet. The proportions on this one are lovely. The slimness of him, you really feel this one walked out of the screen. He is wonderful. He was a touch more expensive because, you know, he flew off the shelf and they had him out literally the same weekend as the actual the movie itself. So I think he flew quickly. But I managed to snag the exclusive one, which comes with two gold guns. So that was pretty cool. That was quite a bit. I don't actually remember ordering the one with two gold guns, but I got it. He comes with so much stuff, this one. You are paying for it. He was a little bit more costly, this one. I think this Deadpool cost me, I think he was like 310 or something by the end. Was he, Dan? Can you remember how much he was?
That was a good price. I mean, the one that's going with the golden gun, which if you've not pre-ordered, it's going for nearly £400.
Really? Okay, so I'll just locked out there mental. Then. Okay, yeah, totally locked out there. And I got mine from Sideshow Collectibles too, so that's mental. It was from Sideshow. And this guy comes with great. Now, it comes with baby pool. You can strap baby pool to his chest. He comes with head pool. You can have a little wire that comes along with a little propeller in it. It comes off his back. The magnets on his scabbard are a little bit on the weak side again, but that's fine. And he's essentially the same design as all the other Deadpools, except what was silver is now gold. You know, he's got little steel parts on his gloves and things like that. Just the suit, the tailoring, it's all lovely. And just things pop out really easily. The eyes pop out. It's just, it's a very, very good figure. And the base is nice. It doesn't take up too much space. It's kind of a rocky base. A bit of a cheap base, I'll admit. But you do get Dogpool. And you got lots of hands, lots of stuff. And it is the best Deadpool yet. I actually really did like the Deadpool 2 figure. Because the first Deadpool figure, if everyone remembers correctly, had that horrible, horrible, horrible nightmare of you change those hands out, you will scuff all the material, the kind of vinyl or whatever material was on his outfit. And they sorted that very well out with the second Deadpool. But the second Deadpool figure was just too dark a red. This one is much more punchy red. And I'm hoping that whatever little pleather they have between the shoulder pads and the chest won't deteriorate this time, because they really need to get on top of that. But yeah, that's that one. Right, let's move on quickly. So what have we got next? Mike, what have you got? Dan, take us over, because you got an older figure here. Now, I got it for Christmas as well, but you please do the review for us.
We got it together, didn't we?
We got it together. That's because it was just like, look at him. There was a site that did a great sale just before Christmas. And it really was like, you know, spend a certain amount of money and you will get a free figure. So Dan and I said, all right, let's get two dudes. And then we got a free... We got free Mandalorian, and then we were able to sell the Mandalorian and then split the money between us. We actually got the dude for, like, you know, quite a good price there for the end of the thing.
We got it at a good price, because obviously the annoying thing was, and Eamon will, I don't know if you're still speaking to Sideshow about it, is that they put it down when they they put the original price,
on the thing, so we ended up getting import fees. The Mandalorian. I'm going to get back to him about that, because that was some BS. I did specifically ask them, what price are you going to put up? We're going to price the price you paid. Not the price how much it's worth, the price I paid. But no, they went to put the price it's worth.
So they put the other $200-$300 on of the the double pack. So that killed us for import tax, didn't it?
Yeah, just kind of balanced
everything. So we sold that to pay for the import tax, really. But anyway, look. This is the Sideshow, the dude, Jeff Bridges from the Big Lebowski.
Older figure?
Older, well, it's a couple of years. It's about a year and a half old. Yeah. It was a figure that I'd never thought. It was a figure that had been done to death as a custom, similar to like Gangs of New York, Daniel Day-Lewis, you know, that time.
The Revenant.
You know, yeah. Well, yeah, that one. And, you know, Breaking Bad. It was all around that time of like the early, you know, 2010s, 11, 12s, you know. And there was a lot of things. And then Sideshow obviously got the license and did it. I saw the film a few times years ago, and then I watched it recently before I bought the figure. I went, oh, I love Jeff Bridges. I love this figure. And then I looked, and I think Sideshow was selling it for £145 or dollars. It was $145, I think it was.
Yeah,
it, Amy?
Yeah.
And I said it to you. I went, dude, it's $145, like 40% off. And I went, do you know what? If we buy it together, let's do it. And I've got it. And I have to admit, I absolutely love it.
It's crazy. Great.
And the thing is that a month before that, I'd bought their David figure, the Lost Boys, and it's one of the most disappointing figures. Some people love it, and that's fine, but it was one of the most disappointing releases of last year. The head sculpt wasn't great, and we know that Sideshow can be hit and miss with their human head sculpts and their released head sculpts, if you know what I mean. And you know, going off track, but David, in the end, I sent it back and got a refund because he was wearing a navy blue T-shirt or black T-shirt underneath, and it, you know, when it all dye runs on the neck, and you know sometimes where it runs a little bit, this was like he'd like a rash, and I tried to get it off. It was, but you could, you know, people go, well, you can't see it, it's underneath. It was actually
peeking up through
up above his neck. You could see it.
All right.
And I sent it back, and they gave me a refund. You know, okay. They said, oh, we'll send it back. So they will have a lot of them back because there's no way mine was the only one that wasn't. Mm. So, you know, that was a bit, I mean, their customer service was great. And I was a bit sort of thing with the dude. Obviously, the dude is wearing a white T-shirt, so that's not going to happen. But overall, the quality, the knitted jumper, the famous knitted jumper is great. Mm. The body's great. The accessories are great. Comes with a little smoking, the jade hand and all that.
And a white Russian.
Head sculpt, three black Russians. The head sculpt is slightly caricature.
Yes. Slightly, it tends to be what Sideshow do, yeah.
Yeah, because I've got the Dirty Harry as well, which I love.
Yeah.
And that's slightly caricature as well. But overall, it's brilliant. Absolutely love it. The only thing I wish it come with was a rug.
Yeah, the rug would have been good. They missed a bit there with the rug base. But you do get the bowling ball and the bowling bag. And
yeah,
plenty of white Russians in various states of glasses and his joint as well, kind of thing. And his pair of shades and the Crocs. And he's just fun. I mean, you get him
into
one.
It's a good figure, isn't it, man? It's a really good figure.
But I've said this before many times. And I do, as I said before, I do like the Sideshow quality of figures. I have the Ash. The Sideshow figures I have are Ash. I've got Ash.
You had Jack Burton, didn't you?
I had Jack Burton, but I sold him very quickly after because I just thought he was a fail, to be honest. I just thought he was long neck, skinny body. He doesn't wear that jacket too often. Oh, you wear the jacket because he's going to... Oh, it's just terrible. They need to redo that. And yeah. I got the Clint Eastwood, of course, as well. I've myself done on the wait list for The Man With No Name, so we'll see about that because he's a bit of an icon.
And I'm going to pick up the... they've just... Because they reissue a lot of figures, don't they, of what they've done before. And I'm going to pick that up with a can of the Freddy Krueger.
They've just reissued
the Freddy Krueger again, and I know the first load came out with a different colour. This is the third reissue. The first reissue came out, because I looked at it, and the second hand came out with it was mostly, it looked very black and red, the top, and the bodies were really loose,
right,
which is a problem for Sideshow in the past. So I'm hoping the new ones, you know, rectified it and everything. So
yeah.
Well, but Mike, you've got a lot of Sideshow stuff, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I have plenty of Sideshow stuff. Most recently, it's just the Beetlejuice I picked up.
Ah, yes. Go. Take us over.
What's that like?
Yeah. So I sold. Right. I'm going to be selling off the exclusive they did before, which was a decent figure. I mean, I got the exclusive before, and I also got the tombstone that went with it, and that looks great behind it. But this new one, you have to. This is not really. It's a little slightly different style of hair. It looks like it's more of the glued-on carpet hair rather than the rooted hair because it's really thick. Mm-hmm. And you need to use some product. You need to string it up because otherwise it'll be a little too fuzzy.
Right.
You know, it'll be it's thick, so it'll be a little too furry.
Okay.
You need to get some product. They didn't do that. They didn't. They just left it alone. So you can take some product and make it a little more stringy. And when you do, it really looks good. I mean, it's a really – it's an. The sculpt is excellent. The costume is the same as the costume was before. It's not a complicated outfit, and they padded the body appropriately. So, you know, it looks good. But, yeah, I'm really happy with that one. There's no – the body's nice and tight. It's a nice figure.
Mm. Well, we're going to try and get Michael Tolentino on. He's actually the heads up the – 1/6 scale click was over there at South Social. We're going to get him on in the next couple of episodes. We're going to discuss some new releases because he's been heading up all these. Clint Eastwood, the Dude, all of them. He actually contacted me over Christmas and said, "Hey, oh, Abe, and I saw you got the Dude." I was behind that one. We just started talking away about how much we love the Dude and how much I love the Clint Eastwood and stuff like that. So we're going to get him on the podcast. But yeah, I like Sideshow quality. And again, I like that it's an American company that, you know, that's making these, and I want to kind of support that again. And as I've said before in previous podcasts, I like seeing, you know, it's not a Zionistic thing. It's like China kicks out the great stuff. They got the mad skills over, but it's nice seeing other countries. And I suppose these things are still inevitably manufactured in China, so there you go. But you know what I'm saying? It's nice to see an American company making nice kind of Western figures that, you know, that are quite popular, like Beetlejuice.
It's just I find that they're just below Hot Toys standard normally, aren't they? Just below it, I think.
They are, but I think they're acceptable. But, you know, that should not have happened with that Lost Boys figure.
David.
It shouldn't have happened on that. But from one kind of like other company to another, now we're going to go quickly into them now. We're going to do this and we'll get on to XO6, Mike. So Dan and I will cover these two, and then you come in then with your XO6, Mike. Because I don't think you don't have Toshiro Mifune, do you? Toshiro Mifune,
no.
Don't you? Okay, well, Caustic were nice enough to send over a lovely two amazing figures. I got a set here, and Dan got it as well. It's the Toshiro Mifune, and basically you're looking at Yojimbo and Red Sun. Essentially, these are characters from the Red Sun. So you're talking about two. Now, Toshiro Mifune is like the dude in you know, he is the king of Hong Kong cinema. He is the king of like all these amazing movies. He's essentially the archetype, typical stranger walks into a town, cleans up town type of character. He is like the first quintessential that kind of character. And Yojimbo is a movie that has influenced everyone from Spielberg to Tarantino. Won't shut up about Yojimbo, and indeed Mifune here. But these are two figures. This is from Caustic Plastic and Infinite Studio Collectibles. And like the previous ones that I reviewed on the podcast, where we got the Peter Cushing, the Hammer Horror Peter Cushing, and we got Peter Cushing and Dracula. Peter Cushing and Christopher Lee, sorry, there you go, Christopher Lee's Dracula, which, as I said before, were the tailoring, I thought, was one of the nicest tailoring I've seen. These two figures here are no different. So they're it's not a set, but you get them boxed in a set, so they're still two separate figures, but it's the same actor, but it's in two different looks from two different movies. So you got a more of a samurai look, a more of a samurai warlord kind of a look, and it's more of the Red Sun look, and you get all the weapons are steel. What is the standout feature about these two figures? Oh, the other figure is the Ronin, and he's got stubble. The face sculpt is perfect. Like, the face sculpting, and this is Indigo Gill head sculpting as well. This is Dario Barbera doing the painting as well. So you've got some really top-class guys working on these figures, the proper Illuminati guys working on these figures. And I think the tailoring is second to none on these figures. These Caustic boys have got their shit down, yo. And I'm not saying that to blow smoke up their ass, but I'm genuinely thinking they're the most interesting 1/6 company out there, because they are taking a punt on licenses that are a bit more obscure. I mean, they're doing London After Gaslight. What's it? London After Midnight. London After Midnight, which is something I'm not at all familiar with, but they got Phantom of the Opera, which I'm sure you're going to be interested in, Mike. Phantom of the Opera.
I really wish I could afford Caustic Plastic figures. I just, at $400 plus for Universal Monsters, I just like the Nosferatu. It is killing me that I couldn't buy the Nosferatu.
That is a stunning figure, Mike. That is, isn't it? I haven't got it, but I look at it and go, Wow.
I'm a huge Nosferatu fan. I would love to have that figure, but, you know, I actually saw people on eBay selling it for $1,000.
No
I
mean, way!
Yep.
Well,
that's ridiculous.
That's stupid. The thing you've got, Eamon, the Dracula Cushing one, that's going crazy, because I missed that one.
I love that set.
That's going for crazy money.
It's absolutely lovely, set. There's just the presentation and everything when you get these figures is just really nice. But these two Mufuni ones, I mean, if you're into samurai, and, you know, if you're watching Shogun on television, have these. I mean, these are not movies I grew up with. I know these movies. I saw them years ago, but I can't really remember. And I did see Yojimbo. I did not see Red Sun, but I have seen enough of Red Sun to know that he flipped Charles Bronson 10 times. And that's all I need to know about that. This dude flipped Charles Bronson 10 times. It was great. He just kept flipping Charles Bronson. It was brilliant. And one of the key features, I will say, what makes these two stand out for me is that they have dropped a whole switch out hands list. What we have here is switch out forearms, and they are easy to switch out. Usually, switch out forearms. Yeah, on a hot toy, it's dodgy as hell switching out a forearm on a hot toy. It's so precarious and scary, and it's like, ugh. They've done a great job here where they're a nice, soft, pliable plastic, but still hold all the details. They've got all the painting and all the rest on them, and they're just, you know, to have seamless wrists in perfect pose, where the hands are pre-posed to grab the sword in just the right samurai way, because samurais kind of clip. They flip out the sword with their thumbs first, and it's got all that stuff, you know. And it's like, you got loads. You got like 5 or 6 sets of hands with this guy. You know, so he's pretty stripped back. So you get like 2 swords, you get a gourd, and you get two die-cast swords and lovely scabbards with all of the materials and everything. It's just, there's a quality here that I really respect and I love. And this is an Italian company as well, so this is Italian craftsmanship all the way. So Fabio, they're all doing the Lord's work over there as far as I'm concerned. And I'm so excited for what they're doing next there, because we've got Conan the Barbarian. These guys are coming. And they just dropped, by the way, a picture of Jean-Claude Van Damme with a seamless muscular body that actually looks like Van Damme's anatomy. Sometimes these people put out these seamless bodies and it doesn't look anything like the anatomy of the actual character. And I'm like, fine. But, you know, this actually looks like Van Damme's musculature. It's very exciting. So I think they're a very exciting company. And I just can't wait to see more of them, especially the Conan. We got the Crow and the Conan and Frankenstein to come. But Dan, you also got these two as well. You took some lovely pictures of them as well. What do you think of these two? And again, like me, you're not hugely familiar, but familiar enough.
No. It's same as you. And I watched a really cool documentary on Mifune just before doing
my
review.
He's the dude, isn't he?
Yeah, my God. And then I watched, I basically probably watched the whole of Red Sun on YouTube clips, if you know what I mean. Just the craftsmanship was great. There's enough difference on both sets to buy both sets, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So obviously it's not like, you know, a Hot Toys might do a different shield or a wrestler, you know, get a wrestling thing that's got yellow pants instead of, you know, they're different movies, if you know what I mean. And the sculpts are well enough, you know, if you're a massive fan for both, get both. For personally, I love the Ronin one.
Yeah,
it's,
the Ronin is nice. It's
in my collection next to Rocky Balboa and Dirty Harry, as like that sort of thing. But for me, the company itself is so exciting. I mean, I'm definitely, like Mike said, they're expensive on the aftermarket, and that says, you know, they're quite limited, and obviously people want them afterwards. I'm still looking at trying to pick up the Fonz, because I was a big Happy Days fan, and it's I love that, and I'd love to get that in there. And you know, even missing out on Bela Lugosi's Dracula, which, you know, I've not seen it a million times, but having those sort of classic movie sort of, you know, monsters and that sort of stuff would be great. That was a good figure. And then they've Nosferatu, which is stunning. They've got Chuck Norris coming out.
They're doing cinephile figures, man. They're doing cinephile figures. That's what I love about them. They're doing proper. Also, I'm a fan of cinema.
Yeah, and also obviously Bloodsport. Mm. They're bringing out John Wayne again. And, you know, for me, the other ones, obviously, they Labyrinth, Conan, and then they've also announced the Frankenstein and Phantom of the Opera, which is great. But for me as well, The Exorcist, which will be amazing when that comes out. I can't wait to see what they're going to do.
Of course, Rocky as well. Hopefully, we'll get more from Rocky as well.
Well, obviously, they work closely with the Stallone store, and I know for a fact that the new one's going to be dropping in the next few months. That's the Brilliant. Rocky 1 training. Then they're looking at dropping the Rocky 4, which is the one we all want.
Yeah.
You know, like that. And they're working with Yeah, and they're also working with, they're also looking at Ivan Drago and Mr. T.
Nice.
So,
Clubber Lang, man. I'd have me a Clubber Lang.
It's the range that I've always dreamed about, and the Star Race ones just aren't good enough, and they're super money. So for me, this whole thing that, you know, they're all involved in is so exciting.
There you go. It's very, very, very exciting.
Yeah, the Frankenstein monster is probably the one that will push me over the edge. I'll have to end up, when they put that one up for pre-order. And if they did a creature from that Black Lagoon, that would be the end of the
episode. Exactly. I said it to Eamon the other day, Mike, and Eamon's never seen it.
I need to sort it out. I'll get on it. I'll get on it.
Creature from the Black Lagoon.
There you go. But
never seen the movie.
I know, no, Mike. I haven't. And I've also.
What the
never,
hell is wrong with you?
I've never seen. I've never seen Forbidden Planet, and I've never seen the Black Hole. Right. So my geek credit's just shot in your eyes now, isn't it?
I've never seen 2001.
Oh, you haven't. Oh, you do.
No,
it's pretentious.
So. There you go.
And I get issues with the scales in that movie. Anyway, there you go. But that's one kind of indie company to another. Now, Mike, you're going to kick us off with another one. Let's get official first before we go into thingy. You've got some new XO6s in now, Mike. And speaking of figures on the secondary market, I can assume that most of these XO6 figures from Star Trek are going for crazy money in the secondary market, because, you know, these guys are running quite a tight ship over there. They seem to make the right amount of figures.
Well, they do. I mean, when you're in on it, when you buy, you know, when they show them, when you pre-order, they give you a pre-order window. You have plenty of time. It's not like it goes away in 30 seconds and somebody bought them all up. When they also release, they also make a few extra and they do an immediate purchase. And, you know, right from their site, you can buy it and have it shipped immediately as well. But once that window's over, well, you know, then they're on to the next figure, so you're not going to see them re-releasing anything. So, and I suspect XO6, once they're done with Star Trek, they will be done. They're not going to keep milking that license forever and ever. So the amount of figures they put out is astounding, right? Since they are focused on Star Trek and Star Trek alone, all of their focus is on getting these figures out as high a quality as possible for a reasonable price point. Remember, we're still in that 200 to 240 or so.
Okay.
If you're getting something really like Savick. So you got one of the ones I was going to talk about.
Kirstie Alley.
Savick from Wrath of Khan. They're going to start giving us some of the Wrath of Khan stuff. Savick started it. It's a great Kirstie Alley sculpt. It is her. It is, you know, it's not like you're going to look at it and wonder who this is.
It's a beautiful
sculpt. She has, I bought the version, they did, again, when they do certain ones of the figures, they'll do multiple versions. This one had a standard edition, which was, I think around $200. That was just the regular, outfit from Wrath of Khan. So you'd have the same costume as the rest of the figures. Uh-huh. But then they did an additional, what they call their, I think they call them the essential version when they're the simple version.
All right.
And then they do like the what they call standard, which has actually got all the stuff.
Which one is the jacket? Because I'd like the one with the jacket.
That's the standard. So then with the standard, you get the really cool winter, you know, away jacket.
I love those jackets. Love it.
It is just gorgeous. They're going to I assume we're going to see jackets with the others.
Yeah.
It's just a gorgeous release. It's not too hard swapping between the two outfits. That jacket has over 100 manual steps. It's just amazing that ever got produced.
Mike, I'm looking at these now, the pictures now.
On NWCToys.com, ladies and gentlemen.
They're
good, aren't they?
They're good, aren't they?
There's
a Spock in the background of the... I'm on the XO6 site, actually. Is that been released yet, that Spock? Or is that
Spock from Wrath of Khan? No, we're going to get Spock and Kirk and McCoy. I assume all three of those will be coming.
And they look so good, don't they?
I'm getting me a Kirk and a Spock.
Kirstie Alley, it's bang on, isn't it?
Kirstie, she came out, you know, the Savick came out just a couple of months ago. She is beautiful. She's perfect. And like I said, if you buy the standard release, let me double check. I think the standard release was...
looking now, it's $200.
Yeah, and that's just the normal Wrath of Khan outfit, so she'll fit in. And actually, as much as I love the jacket, right now on the shelf I have her in the Wrath of Khan, just the standard shirt. Because I also have a fit on that. The tailoring is just amazing. It fits that body perfectly. And then it was $270 for the other edition with the – and this time I think they called it the regular one edition – through with the code.
Regular, yeah, regular one edition, yeah, yeah,
yeah. But it's absolutely gorgeous figure. Now, at the same time, they just did McCoy. I just got him this week, so we have the new motion picture McCoy
from the first movie, bearded McCoy.
Yep, also gotten already. Kirk and Spock from that movie. So for those of us, you know, who also love the original series, we haven't gotten much from the original series itself yet.
No.
Exo 6.
We will, though, I'm sure.
That towards the end.
Yeah.
But cool. We are getting some of the movie stuff. So we're getting the motion picture. We got the Kirk and the Spock last year, and now they've just released who I refer to as most people as Disco McCoy in his cool white outfit.
I mean, he
outfit,
is disco. It's very karate disco. I love his boots as well, too. They're,
yeah, the boots are really great.
Quite 60s, aren't they? They're quite like 60s.
Boots. Over top of them. The beard. He's just such a player.
He's ready to boogie,
so,
man.
That's another amazing release. And they're doing this. Again, McCoy was about $200. Now, he's a stripped-down version. You're not getting much with him. You're getting him in the costume with a couple of hands, and that's about it.
Gold chain, though. The pimping gold chain. Woo.
Yeah, you're doing it at $200 instead of $400, and you're getting a line, right? I mean, we're around 40 figures now at this point. They produce.
Wow, I'm looking at him now. He looks great.
They are powering through the men.
And so we'll have, you know, this is going to be 2025 once we get past the Chinese New Year here. It should be quite a big year for XO6.
Cool.
You know, we've got our first Klingon. Our first Klingon came out a couple of months
Christopher
ago.
Christopher Lloyd is the Klingon yep, commander. Kirk, whatever it is, Kirk.
And that is a beautiful figure. The costume on that is amazingly well done. Yeah. So yeah, you're seeing a company who is this is history, right? What you're living through, you are witnessing the best Star Trek 6-scale line that will ever be produced. As a line, nobody's ever going to go back and do this.
No,
Mike,
do
they sell out? Are they quite? You know, are they?
Yes.
Once you got that, they're gone. Like, obviously, you have.
Yeah.
A good
once they do the, like I said, they have a few left over that they do an immediate purchase. So the McCoy, for example, he's just started shipping from the pre-orders. Pre-orders have been closed for a while. He's just and most of the time when they do a figure, within the figure is released within like 6 to 9 months. There's not a big, you know, 3-year waiting period. So McCoy is shipping now. He should go on immediate purchase sometime in February, and then once he's gone, he's gone.
There you go.
I'm looking at the site now. Sorry, and you know, I've not an XO6. You know, I don't really know a lot, but there's a few people online like One Tick Mafia who does all the photos for them. You know, and he's a big sort of advocator of the line. You know, and he always talks about it in his streams. And I'm just looking now, and I'm thinking, this company have gone so in depth. If you're a Star Trek fan, this is. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, obviously, from a British point of view, if XO6 was the same as, say, Doctor Who.
Yeah, if they did Doctor Who,
they went
in
this.
I'm sure they might have their eyes
deep,
on it.
But you know what I mean? You know, this deep of doing loads of different things, and I just think, like Mike, I know you're a massive Star Trek fan. This must be amazing. You know, you could just collect this, and that'd be it. If you know what I mean, would you have an amazing collection?
You can just, this is, like I said, I think we're around 40 figures in, we're coming up on that. They've done a couple of chairs, you know, they've done a chair, they've got a second chair coming out for Picard. You know, it's just, it is, they're talking about some bridge pieces. It is pretty amazing what they've been able to do, and there are pieces that if you've missed out, they are going nuts now. Like 7 of 9, I would assume 7 of 9 is gone.
I'm just looking at it now
because there's no. I don't think they'll ever do another 7 of 9. I think that was the one and done. They did a special silicone body for that one to make sure it had the particular
head sculpt as well.
Of her. Another example is Quark from DS9. Yay. People kind of slept on Quark, and he is impossible to get now. as a big DS9 fan myself.
May I interrupt and say that this is I'm looking at your set now, and this is a set, so they've done a new Picard, and he looks really much better than the previous Picard. So this is a Picard 2.0 then?
This is their second Picard. This one comes with the more casual jacket. Casual outfit.
Oh, I think I might need to get that one.
But you can swap that over to
the old. Oh, when he comes with the flipping his Riza sex statue. Hee-hee! Is that the Riza sex statue?
This isn't really a 2.0 for them. If you think about this, they did a movie version.
Ah.
Right? They did the one that matches with the data version from First Contact.
Ah, yeah.
But this is their first one of the show, the TNG version. QMX
is it's just a Darmok version. Is that
yes,
it?
Yes, Darmok. They call it that because that's the costume.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, he wore it.
I'm looking at it now. It's good,
episode one, season six.
This one is their first TNG Picard.
Cool.
QMX did one in the standard TNG outfit. It is not as good. And in my review, you will see photos of the two.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at them side by side. The new one looks really nice. I do like the new one. I think that head sculpt is flipping on the money. That new Picard head sculpt on the money.
Yeah, definitely. And really I love good. The Darmok. That jacket is just so cool. Yeah. And, you know, it's such a more unique look with the pants, you know, kind of blousing out over the boots. It's just a different look for really Picard. Nice.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Right. So it allows you to keep
I'm glad
QMX
I'm not
version.
A...
As a matter of fact, you could keep the QMX version, keep him in the TNG outfit for the time being, and this guy could be on the shelf in the more relaxed, casual.
He looks awesome.
I like it.
It's very my fun. Point of view is that... I'm glad I'm not a Star Trek fan.
Yeah, I know, there's lots of them to get. Right, so we better move on. Yeah. We better move on. Dan, if you need to boogie for any reason now, because we're going to be just talking Mondo for the rest of the thing. I mean, Mike's got
go on.
You want to join in?
Mars Toys, too. I'm not
you got your Mars? No, yes, I'm saying your Mars Toys. So we're going to get Mars, and then we're going to shift on to Mondo. So what have you got from Mars?
Well, again, let's talk. I am not a fan of non-licensed product.
No.
I've never been a fan.
It's
I
cheeky.
I don't like the idea that you're taking money from a content creator. But if the content creator continues to either refuse to have something made or all the other companies that are working with that content creator refuse to actually delve into the depths of a line, you leave people a little choice, right? I mean, at some point when there's demand for this stuff, it's kind of like what Jazz Inc. did. Right, Jazz Inc. went out there and they showed there was demand for a product, and then Warner Brothers went, "Holy shit, we got to get involved." I'm hoping that that will happen for Mars Toys. They are doing some amazing stuff with Batman, with their DC stuff. Now they did last year. We got the '89 Alfred. Alfred was amazing. Yeah. Now we have the '66 Riddler from Mars Toys. All He's right. just started shipping.
What's it actually called, Mike? So I can look it up. Mars Toys.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Oh, Riddler. I didn't review Riddler yet. That's right.
No, you haven't.
Mars Toys. Yeah, there you can find them out there. Kit sells them.
Oh my goodness! Whoa, look at this guy.
Enigma villain.
Enigma. Oh yeah. Enigma.
Yeah, they do some. The '89 Batman Alfred is outstanding. He's just an amazing, amazing release. And their work, their head sculpt, the paint and sculpting, is as good as certainly anything Sideshow does. And it is getting up there with some of the other companies.
I had the
Riddler. Okay. What's beautiful about this is you get a 66 Riddler, Frank Gorshin Riddler.
It's wicked.
That is comes with, for $220, you got two bodies in two costumes with three head sculpts. So you got, for $220, two complete figures to put on your shelf. With
they aren't
both
paying the license
major looks
that's
of
the
thing.
They aren't paying the license fee, though. That's one of the reasons why the price
well,
is down.
But we were just talking about caustic plastic. Nosferatu does not have a license fee, and he was $350. Okay. So,
point made.
It is possible that the license fee, you know, is not always the driver.
It's a great Enigma villain. Absolutely.
Stunning figure, man.
Yeah, look, it's good. I mean, I always liked him as a Riddler. I thought he was a great Riddler. I thought it was a great show. So.
And so, you know, Mars Toys is going to be producing some Penguin. They're supposed to be doing an 89 Penguin, which is one of the reasons. And
well,
if they do an 89 Catwoman, which is one of the reasons I'm kind of avoiding the in-art work or the Jazz Inc. work on Catwoman, because, you know, I think that Mars Toys can certainly do just as good a job.
Do you think we get a Julie Newmar Catwoman then?
Yeah,
that
they're doing
would be
it.
Really
they're doing
nice.
It. They're also doing, for me, as you know, Eamon, they've teased it a million times. A Quint from Jaws. They've teased
the head. Oh, yeah, you need that.
I've been bugging them about that because, you know, they'd like to.
I do it every time, Mike. Every time. It's 50th year of Jaws is my film. And
now, what they should release next, what I have had on pre-order forever. Now, they're not always a hit. They did last year, again, very cheaply. And the costumes are great, but they did the Biff from Back to the Future.
Yeah.
The head sculpt is—he's a hard character to do in the first place because he doesn't have a really signature look. The costumes are great.
I get that.
The costumes with the body, and I have both of them on the shelf. But the head sculpts were not as good. So you know, it's hit or miss sometimes. But
I also picked up the Mars Toys quickly, which we didn't talk about. It's the sister company the penguin from the TV show.
Oh, that's
the movie.
Right. Was that Mars Toys too?
Well, it's 6 feet something. It's made the same. They're the same company.
Oh,
you know,
really?
I mean.
Okay.
And I have to admit, it is unbelievable. The head sculpt is.
And they cranked that one up bullet time. So they cranked that up the week the show was still on, for crying out loud. Jeez, yeah.
What we should be getting from Mars Toys next is, I'm hoping, is the Willy Wonka.
Oh, and I'm going to get that. I will pick that up.
He's should be coming up here pretty soon, I'm hoping.
I'm going to pick that up. I think I'm going to get that.
It's interesting stuff come out there. But, you know, again, one of the reasons why these are cheaper is but yeah, you do make a value for money thing. But one of the reasons these companies are a little bit are cheaper making is because they don't have to pay
it is a bit cheap. Eamon, do you think Hot Toys are looking at this with, and Mike, do you think they're looking at this? Because I had the Romero Joker and I didn't keep it because I haven't got the 66 Batman. But the Romero Joker was stunning, like absolutely amazing.
I would think that maybe Hot Toys don't want to go near the 66 line again because I think while their last two Batman and Robin were absolutely superb, I had them both. I don't think they were big sellers for them. I think you could get those Batman and Robin pretty. I mean, Mike can correct me now if I'm wrong there on that one, but they showed
us. Yeah, the only thing I think that they might do, which I have, you know, I had been hoping for, is they might look at the success that Jazz Inc. has had with the 66 Batmobile and finally released theirs that they teased.
And then they could release the Batman and Robin again. That's what they could do.
But, you know, I don't know. I think Hot Toys they pay so much for the Star Wars, DC, and Marvel licenses. I can only imagine the cost of those licenses are so high
they have to
put out a lot of product for those guys to be able to recoup those costs.
True. Good point. But right, well, that's the end of that there now. Now we're going to get onto the Mondo section, which is a section that always excites me and stuff like that. So we've got 10 minutes left, chaps, so we're going to be finishing about 10 minutes. So everyone can get your clocks ready and stuff. Now, so Mondo, I'll do one because you've got one, Mike, and I don't want it just to be all me for a while. So Mondo have been, my God, they've been dropping them on me like a madman. It's been honestly hard to keep up and then trying to keep up with the Hot Toys stuff and then trying to keep up with the Mondo. It's like, oh, and pretty much every Mondo figure that comes out, every 1/6 figure that comes out, I pretty much want, but you have to draw the line somewhere. So what I'll do is I'll talk about the one that's not Master of the Universe, and then I'll talk about Master of the Universe, and I can finish off with that, and Mike can come in, because what did you get, Mike? You got Clayface? Oh, no, sorry, you didn't get Clayface. Who'd you get?
Scarecrow.
You got the Scarecrow from Batman, the animated series, the 90s animated series, which looks...
Well, great. I don't know if we talked about Bane, but we got Bane too.
I think you mentioned Bane before. I think we quickly heard Bane. We can quickly skim over Bane, but the main one is the Scarecrow. But what I got here, and I only got it there like last week because she was shipping, and I'm delighted because I missed out on the first Rogue from the X-Men. This is from X-Men from the 90s animated series, a series that is truly dear to my heart, and my God, that X-Men 97 is just like the best thing ever. It is just everything I wanted it to be and then some. So having Rogue, she's one of my favorite Marvel characters. I love 90s X-Men. I love Jim Lee's designs. I've read all the comics. I just grew up on X-Men, man. I was at the right age for it. And so I missed out on the first Rogue. Luckily, they released a new one, which, in my opinion, is actually nicer. And this is, she's got more of a metallic sheen to the green on her outfit. And this Rogue, she's lovely. I really, really, really like her. She comes with like four heads. You know, she comes with a nice standard stoic head with her big, lovely, big kind of early 90s perm hair, big, huge hairdo, you know. She comes with a standard closed mouth, looking nice, very pretty. She comes with a kind of an angry face. She comes with a winky face. And she comes with, like, in the cartoon, she resuscitates Cyclops by giving him mouth-to-mouth, therefore absorbing some of Cyclops' powers. And she could blast flipping energy from her eyes. And it was just a great sequence. It was a really cool sequence in the animated show. So that was cool. And little nods like that. And then for some reason, they dropped in the Wolverine and the X-Men animated head sculpt, which is a very different look for Rogue, so they dropped that in there for some reason. I would have preferred that they dropped one of the heads and gave us better bases, because the base there, it comes with a kind of a diorama base of a Sentinel head, which is great, but it fixes your figure into only one pose, which is fine. It's just stepping over the head, that's cool, but, you know, I would like a little bit more variety in the pose. The base that they come with, and I have mentioned this before about Mondo's bases, it's like, sort your bases out, lads. They're just a really annoying because the base, she comes with a very plain, standard circular black base. It doesn't have a logo on it. Has no nothing. It's just there, and it's got what they call the hip grabber, not the crotch grabber, a hip grabber, but it's way too wide. It won't hold her, and it's like you want her in flight poses. I'd love you. You gotta have Rose in flight poses, and it doesn't do that. So I will knock them down one star for that. But it is a great figure, and I absolutely love her. Proportions are great. Her butt is well sculpted. It's there, definitely there. It's just a really nice figure. I mean, it is an enlarged action figure. There's no soft goods here. You know, this is all plastic. And, you know, so usually in Hot Mondos, they, you know, on the Master Universe, for instance, which we'll talk about in a sec, they will drop in a few soft goods here and a bit of a fur on the boots, et cetera. But this Rogue here, she is all plastic. But if you were to get, and this is the only one I'm getting, I know Gambit is there, I know they got a couple of other characters coming in, I've already made these, Wolverine, Magneto, Cyclops, and Jubilee. All of them are lovely. They're all amazing figures, and I would have them if I had the room, but I had to get one, and I had to be Rogue. I might get Gambit, I'll see, but at the moment, I just have the one Rogue, and I absolutely love her. She's there, and I got it with Lino as well. Lino was another one that they dropped as well, but that's too old now to go over. But Lino is awesome. The Thundercats Lino Armando is awesome. A few scaling issues, because he's definitely thicker and bigger than He-Man. Lino should not be bigger than He-Man, but in this case, he is. But the articulation on Lino is lovely. They seem to have updated the articulation a little bit. Lovely, lovely, lovely. I love Lino, lovely. It comes with a snarf, comes with a king head, all the rest of the stuff. Across the board, Mondo give you a lot of gubbins. But I would drop one of those gubbins for better bases and just cradles and flight stands and things like this. We're going to get on to other... There's two other Mondo releases that I got as well. Very close succession, all these Mondo releases. I'm saying Mondo dropped a lot. But Mike, you've got a Mondo there. You got Scarecrow. And this is Scarecrow from the 90s Batman animated series. The most beloved Batman of all time, probably. I think it's probably most beloved Batman, really, isn't it? That 90s series, isn't it? People just flipping.
They certainly do. Yeah, they certainly do love it. That's for sure. I certainly love it. It's a great, very great representation. Oh, yeah. I also love
and
that.
And so
new
many of the origin stories that we've that we know come as standard Batman
and we got
lore. Come from the show.
That was Harley got her start there, yeah. And it's the style that noir style that they used was really appropriate. Mm-hmm. So we got Scarecrow. Now They've been doing a fantastic job. Remember, this is a line they started with just a couple of figures like 5 years ago. My God, it's been like forever ago. People assumed it wouldn't last. They didn't take off. They finally teased the Joker for like a couple of years, and then finally they got, you know, some new staff there. They started to get more marketing around this line. They started to do more animated things like what you've talking about with X-Men and with He-Man, and now it really appears to be taking off. You're getting figures you never thought you were going to get before. We got Man-Bat this last year, who was
he's huge with the
amazing
Mad
Wingspan. This last week Clayface went up for pre-order.
Looks great. Clayface
fantastic.
Looks amazing, dude.
We got Poison Ivy coming again. She should be the next one that ships. So Scarecrow has hit, and he might be the best one they've done. Now, Man-Bat, I love Man-Bat. I adore Man-Bat, but man, this Scarecrow.
Why is the Scarecrow so good?
He's got the standard edition comes with just the Jonathan Crane head and the regular sort of his normal look masked head, but it matches the cartoon perfectly. Mm. It looks just like you expect it to look.
It's quite expressive.
Throws that you could put on his arms, and if you buy the exclusive, which you should always do,
absolutely.
Always buy the exclusive.
It always comes with
a tremendous amount of really great extra stuff, and it's only like usually 20 or 30 bucks more expensive. Mm. So you absolutely should.
And you're buying directly from them as well, which is better for them.
Yeah. And so the exclusive comes with two more heads. One sort of they call it like the scary head. This is sort of what his normal mask would look like if you were under the effects of the drug, where it's like really creepy and scary and terrifying. And then he comes with his like first look head from the show. And it also comes with the Joker rat. I don't remember the Joker rat was on the show. It's kind of cool. It says rat with a Joker's head. So those are a part of the exclusive. Highly recommend. Like I said, the Clayface went up for pre-order this last week and sold out. The pre-order for the exclusive was sold out that day, and it's an expensive figure. It's $280 or so.
Well,
so you know you're
The standard edition is still for sale right now. As I speak right now, the standard edition
standard
is for sale
edition,
for $195.
They last a while, right? Yeah. They don't limit them too much. The exclusives are usually limited to 1,000 or 1,500 or 2,000.
A lot of gubbins with them, though.
That kind of thing. But the Clayface comes with an amazing amount of stuff. I love the Batman crawling out of his chest. That's definitely how he's going to be on my shelf.
Yeah. Loving the look of the. I mean, again, it's another line I'd be buying if I could, but it's just, you know, you only got so much room in your
cabinet. Well,
you know,
I'm a completist, as you know, which is, you know, a disease, and with this line, I have been a completist. And then they did the three black and white versions of the Joker and Catwoman and Batman, and I said, "Are you insane? I'm not going to spend $250. $750 for those three figures." So I didn't buy those. Mm-hmm. I keep hoping Big Bad Toy Store will have them on sale at some point.
Hold up,
and
hold
then they did the night the Batman Beyond, and I actually skipped that one.
Oh yeah, why'd you skip it?
I said, "Well, that's a different cartoon."
Okay, so fair enough. Yeah. You can say it's not a completist thing on that one, because it's a different license. Did you get the Phantasm? Mask of the Phantasm?
Yeah.
The Phantasm now for me now doesn't come with the girl's head sculpt on the regular version. Does she come with the lady's head sculpt in the
yes.
exclusive version? Okay, cool. See that's
both versions on the shelf.
These are
with the head and without the
fantastic
head.
Figures. Clayface looks the bomb. But yeah, no, big.
Well,
big
Bane fans. Was quite amazing too, and the exclusive came with a whole additional torso.
Oh.
With the arms with him like blown up, you know, with the juice going, and his eyeballs bulging out of his head. Yeah, that's the way I have him on the shelf.
Nice. Well, and from one Mondo to another, we've only got two minutes left now. I better get through. But I don't want to rush this too much. Quickly, we'll give a shout out Faker. As I said, I got three Mondos, Mondos that are massive. Loving. If they did a Faker 2.0, he is better than the first Faker, but I do still like the first Faker. Faker 2.0 is really nice. He comes with a more robotic arm, he comes with a robotic hand, a far more smashed up robotic face, a fully revealed Terminator robotic head, and what's really nice is battle armor. He comes with an extra set of battle armor that you can change out the thingies. The only thing I would say is that one thing on that was a slight disappointing was that the and the base has improved a little bit. Well, they've improved the base. No, they didn't. I lied. They didn't give me a round base. I'm looking over. No, the base is terrible with Faker. So they did a rounded or more rounded base with a couple of with Tila. So I don't know why they didn't give us a more rounded stony base with Faker. But yeah, they gave us their usual kind of slightly always too narrow, small base. It doesn't kind of grip them by the crotch as well as it should. But this Faker is very cool. He's a very different blue from the previous Faker. The previous Faker was much more of a very pale blue, which I actually really like. And of course, he had the much more kind of he's got the bangs and the kind of more Schwarzenegger looking feature. This Faker is much more aligned with the T-Man 2.0. They did right down to the kind of more surfery hairdo and the face sculpt and all this stuff. And he's got he's far darker blue, but he comes with some really really nice stuff. Like I said, the battle armor. The only thing I would say is the battle armor is a very dull red. It could have been a metallic red, because they've got some lovely metallics going on. When Mondo do metallics, like any of their Matubis or whatever they're called, the goldy ones that they do, I know they can do really nice gold metallics. So I just would have liked Faker's battle armor to have gold. The second thing that they've come with now is, and this will be our last review. Have I said enough on Faker there? I think I've said enough on Faker. He is good. If you're on the fence, honestly, this is the better Faker to get, because he has that better armor and the belt and all this stuff, and everything comes off him as usual. And he comes with nice furry boots and things like that. He's really, really, really nice. And he just looks great on the shelf. But I really like the previous Faker too. And yes, he does come with the sticker, the robot kind of tape recorder thing on the chest. The second thing I got, which literally came the day after Christmas. Now, last year, the day after Christmas Day, or a couple of days after Boxing Day, we got Panthor dropped. This year, it was Mondo's very first vehicle, which is the Sky Sled. Now, Dan and Mike are going to go tone deaf here, but all of you Mass Universe fans out there, you'll know what the Sky Sled is. It's essentially that thing that Flash Gordon flew around. If anyone's not a Mass Universe fan, that thing that Flash Gordon flies around, it's a very cooler, much cooler looking version of that. It's essentially, it's like a jet ski, but it's got a kind of a big eagle griffin head on it, and it's got some laser cannons and stuff like that. This thing is absolutely beautiful. It's actually sculpted by my friend Pierre over there in Germany. It's one of his first big kind of a solo sculpting jobs for Mondo, designed by Emiliano as well. This one is also, I should give a shout out as well to all the guys that are over at Mondo for that, Hector and Bob as well. this Sky Sled makes me so happy. This is the happiest thing I have gotten all year. It's better than Aragorn, it's better than Deadpool, it's better than everything. It's, for me, this Christmas was all about this Sky Sled. I literally got it the 2 days after, like the day after Boxing Day. Whatever the first day we had postage, that's the day I got it. And this is Mondo's first vehicle. It's a vehicle here now we're talking about. So you can put your figures on it, you know, and it, the grips on it are really good. The whole console rotates and moves. The design is lovely. The paints are through the roof. It comes with lovely accessories. It comes with like a jet out the back. It's got lovely thrusters as well that are designed on the back, because the original toy didn't really have designed thrusters. It's much more like the Master Universe Classics version. Again, Mike and Dan are totally tone deaf when it comes to this stuff, but everyone listening, you will know that it's much more like the Master Universe Classics version of the Sky Sled, the front end of the battle ram, and it, all the little cannons move. You can attach the blast effects and all of them and stuff like that, and there's scuffs and scratches. It's the perfect metallic kind of, it looks made out of steel, it looks heavy, it looks old, it looks ancient machine, which is what Master Universe toys should look like, an ancient machine. You know, because in the original concepts was like, it was a war-torn post-apocalyptic world and stuff, but that, they got rid of that very quickly at the end of it. The figures are a little bit figgly to get on there. Right now I put my Prince Adam on there and he looks absolutely boss. Speaking of thus, they do actually give you an extra flowing hair Prince Adam head with this as well. So for all of you who have Prince Adam, you can take this. Oh, and they give you a flowing He-Man head as well if you got a Hugh Bree-Man or Prince Adam on there, and they give you an alternate head sculpt. Two extra head sculpts with this vehicle, of the hair flowing, of his lovely blonde locks flowing in the hair. Lovely, Dan, you'd love it. And what else could I say? The details on it are stunning. It's nice. It weighs nice. It's not overly heavy. Again, the stand is my kind of one demerit from this. It's a fine stand. It holds the vehicle well in place, but doesn't hold it very high up off the ground. And it holds it flat on the ground. I would have loved the stands that you could have maneuvered around to give it a slight more upward thrust. That he's going up off the ground. Some maybe a little bit of a diorama of dust or, you know, a smoke. Like a little billow of smoke. Like they, while some fans didn't like them, in the G.I. Joe vehicles, they tend to, these new modern G.I. Joe's classifieds, they're called. They've given the kind of explosive little explosions, and they're quite cool. I quite like them. I think it reminds me of the kind of cartoon. I would have liked some of that with the Sky Sled, and I just would have liked a little bit more of an options with the stand. Is fine and holds it very securely, but it's just there. It just holds it straight. It doesn't put it on an angle. It doesn't have it thrusting or diving or scooting around or any of that kind of thing. So I would just lose one mark on it there, but it is one of the objects in my collection now that I absolutely adore. It makes me so happy. And that's what this is all about. Does this stuff make you happy? You know, you get in an art thing, you can kind of get in and kind of stress you out. You get a hot toy, it's like, stressing out. When you get a toy like this and it just works and it just looks great out the box, it's so satisfying. So for any of you who missed out on the battle ram or the Sky Sled here, and I can only dream that Mondo will eventually do the back end of the battle ram and give us the catapults and the big wheels and I'd love that. I'd love it, guys. You've just switched off and gone and done something else, haven't you? I'm just rambling away on my own, aren't I? So this is what happens, listeners.
Oh my god.
Am I gushing enough? See, Mike's just turned off his mic now.
Do you know what, Eamon? I've known you for many, many years, and it's good that you're so passionate about Master of the Universe and all that. That's what you were talking about, wasn't it?
It was.
He was talking about something that had guys with big muscles. I don't know.
Muscles, shorts, shiny pecs, and swords. That's all I want, man. What is best in life?
I just switch off Mike half the time when he starts going into that. I'm just glad he's happy.
Right, well, that's the end of the podcast, guys, so that's me done, though. But there you go. Mondo for the win, guys. And next up from Mondo, of course, we got Buzz Off coming, which looks bloody amazing. Mike, you don't get any of the Master Universe Mondos, do you?
No.
No, oh, okay. I mean, you should try and get.
I have what's his face, that they did like the very first one that did.
He-Man.
Why can't I think of his name?
Skeletor.
Skeletor.
No.
Skeletor. Scareglow.
No, before
Hordak?
That.
Hordak, She-Ra, Beastman.
No. I'll think of it later. Anyway, okay. I have one of them. I have a couple of the X-Men. But I'm probably going to end up selling those.
Ooh.
We'll see.
Keep me in the loop on that one, Michael, because I'm
sure. Because these were some of the earlier ones, but I haven't really decided on that yet. But no, it's for me. Mondo is the is Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah, cool. I think for a lot of people, maybe that Mondo just you have their lines and stuff like that. But I mean, they are. We've got the next kind of big brand that they're doing is of course they live. We got a nice Roddy Piper coming along down the line, and of course we.
Yeah, I pre-ordered him.
Yeah, so let's
I hope he's better than
MacReady. You were disappointed with MacReady on the tailoring on that one kind of thing, but otherwise,
new leather jacket for him.
Yeah, new leather jacket. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. By all means, please check out mwctoys.com. For all the photographs that Mike's covered a lot, especially the XO6 stuff, because I don't get any XO6 stuff. So Mike, if you want to looking at these XO6, Mike's got some fantastic photographs as well as a lot of other figures we've been working on as well. You should follow Dan Reed on Instagram. Where can folks get you, Dan?
Instagram and my YouTube channel, Dan in Carbonite,
and Dan does like nice, good, high quality photo reviews. Dan's a professional photographer, so he does lovely, nice high end photographs of some of these figures as well. So do check out that. You can find me, of course, Eamon_ on Twitter, and just Eamon_new on Instagram and on Facebook and all the rest of it. And my latest figure is Vampirella. Vampirella is shipping. She's on the water now, ladies and gentlemen. So go get that, Mikey. Got a Vampirella on the way. So she's going to be on the way there. And you know, it reminds me that I'd like to talk smaller figures into a separate podcast just for smaller figures, because Mike's got big into that as well, and I'd like to shoot the breeze now, but it's just finding the time, isn't it, lads? But there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's been episode 78 of the Hot Toy Cast. Dan Reed, thank you for joining me, sir.
No worries.
Michael Crawford, once again, man, thank you. Oh, and folks, you need to go onto Mike Crawford's YouTube channel and check out the Institute. It is quite possibly one of the finest. No, there's big collections. Lots of people have big collections, but is it a good looking collection? Does it look like just a big color mess? No, Mike's is exquisitely done. I mean, Mike has done his collection right. It's got a whole.
Are you saying I don't have a big collection?
No. I'm saying is you have a big, good looking collection. People have big collections, but is it good looking? That's the thing.
Does
it look good? Yeah, it's a museum. It's absolutely so. So go and check out Mike Crawford's YouTube channel. What's your YouTube channel, Mike?
Well, Michael Crawford or MWC Toys MWC or Toys. The CIOPCC. You can find it under search for any of that stuff.
There you go. Go search Mike Crawford on YouTube, guys. But you gotta check out this. It's just absolutely, absolutely brilliant. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me today. And listeners, thank you for joining us. Give us a like and a subscribe and do all that rest of that kind of stuff. And of course, do check out Fanboy Collectibles. A lot of the things we've been talking about today are available in Fanboy Collectibles. The next one coming from Fanboy knows the Dewback. Woo! We've got the Dewback coming from Fanboy, so I can't wait for that. Whee! Where it's gonna go, I have no idea. But there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to love you and leave you. Happy 2025 to all of our listeners, and we hope to see you right through the end of this year with lots of cool reviews and cool guests as we go. All right, guys. Good night.
Good night.
All right, there you go. Stop the button.